Tony Zor from the newsroom, and I'm here with Libertarian Party candidate Max Abramson. You're running for governor. I guess the first question that people are going to be curious about is, what makes you the best qualified candidate to run for this position?
Well, I'm the only one of the three who actually supports smaller government. I've served a term in the State House. I've served two terms in my town's budget committee. I've served on my town's planning board. I've got a lot of firsthand experience, and I'm the only one who's actually worked blue-collar work. Neither of these guys, I mean, they've both come up from a relatively easy upbringing where they both served as essentially as managers, white-collar workers.
And I know you've served in the state legislature.
Right.
And as a state legislator, you really stood for reform-based bills. You want to tell me a little bit more about that?
I've supported bills. In fact, I co-sponsored a bill by Jim McConnell, who's out of Cheshire County. He wanted to stop corporations and unions from basically bribing politicians with huge campaign contributions and just limit campaign contributions to in-state contributions. The corruption that you see in up in Concord is really just it's a microcosm of what you see at Washington, D.C., where you literally have lobbyists filling the state house, and a lot of them are Hassan's own taxpayer-funded lobbyists. So that's another problem that doesn't get mentioned. She brings on all these kind of political hacks pushing the same tax and spend liberal nanny-stater agenda. And bill after bill after bill, she brings them on as puts them in charge of different agencies and departments, and they go from one state committee to another, and they're just every excuse you can imagine for more government, more government, more government.
A big piece of legislation that recently came through over this past 8 years was Common Core. That is really impacting a lot of states when it comes to education. What's your stance on it?
I'm the only one of the three candidates who is not only against Common Core, but I voted consistently against it. I have a 100% school choice voting record. Both of the two executive counselors have voted again and again and again to confirm all of Maggie Hassan's pro-Common Core appointees to the Board of Education.
Do you have any plan on the current opioid crisis that's going on?
Yes, I had put in a bill called Jesse's Law. And it would have enabled 10 different solutions for 10 different counties. It would have enabled a Gloucester-style angel program where addicts are able to turn themselves in with immunity. But it would have given counties control over immunity, over their drug courts. Our drug courts are having some serious problems still. And it would have enabled best practices from all over the world, especially Western Europe, where some of them solved the drug problem 15, 20 years ago. And they've drastically reduced drug deaths, drug addiction, drug-related crime, new HIV, hepatitis cases from needle exchanges. They've drastically reduced crime and the problems associated with the illegal drug traffic.
Right now, because of the opioid crisis, there's a big debate about the alternative of medical marijuana. And because it's under strict control here in New Hampshire, a lot of people are questioning whether we should lighten those regulations or maybe we should open up and make it recreational. What's your stance on that?
From a legal standpoint, we need to treat marijuana like and most drugs, soft drugs, the way we do alcohol, tobacco, and other hazardous or unhealthy substances, prescription drugs, poisons, explosives. You know, those if they're mishandled, you can get killed if you misuse them, but they have warning labels on them and they're regulated. Unfortunately, illegal drugs, they just, not that marijuana is a drug, it's just a plant. But what we've seen in Europe is they've completely moved away from enforcement, incarceration, arrests, SWAT raids. They've moved all their limited resources into drug treatment, prevention, recovery support. And I think that you have to do that. You have to treat addicts, whatever they're addicted to. You have to treat the problem like it's a medical problem. And we're just now starting to see the links among substance abuse, including alcohol abuse, even gambling, and prior mental health problems or prior child abuse or physical abuse or even sexual abuse that people have gone through, that there's a really close tie with stress and other mental health and past crime or past physical violence that people have gone through, the need to turn to even cocaine or heroin because of the prescription drugs that they've been put on for a limited amount of time, just long enough to become addicted to the substance. Now they're pulled off of these painkillers or they're pulled off of certain ADHD drugs. And to meet their fix, unfortunately, they end up turning to street heroin or street cocaine. And they're all kinds of terrible substances used to kind of cut those drugs. And we're finding that the fentanyl and other things that they're putting in them are actually doing more damage than the cocaine and heroin are.